So the book of Jude 1 is Christian, and the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, starting with the fifth verse. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 13, verse 5 verse. Examine yourselves whether we be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. But I trust that we shall know that we are not reprobates.
Amen.
Book of Jude, 20th verse says, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we just call our hearts, Father, we just stand only believe. And Lord, it has great meaning for us.
Yes.
Has meaning because in this day, your prophet taught us that the angel of the Lord likes that song.
Amen.
And we, Lord, know that if he liked it then, he likes it now.
Yes.
I pray that we sing it with the same heart.
Yes.
That your servant sang it in.
Yes.
With the same expectation.
Yes.
With the same understanding, the same revelation.
Amen.
If not, Father, I pray you help our unbelief.
Yes.
Because if you can help us in our unbelief, it means you can help us to believe.
Yes.
Therefore, our trust is in thee.
Yes.
That you would open our hearts that we might believe tonight.
Amen.
Bless your servants that are here, Lord. And bless each and every one who have pressed out after all these many services. I pray that you reward them for their labors, for you said that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And I pray, Lord, that you'll be mindful of them tonight, that you'll do the exceptional that human beings cannot do, what man cannot do, that you will do tonight. Bless our hearts now, O Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You may be seated. I just want to thank Brother Norman and his wife who labored with us late in the night. We sometimes come into their homes 1 o'clock after one, and you know they're always up to open the door. And I just pray that God will continue to bless them. The Brother Nani, who has been so loving to us and long-suffering with our indecisions, as you would say, and I pray that God will continue to bless him and use him. Over and over again, Brother Judy, who we are now in his hands, and pray the Lord will bless them also. Brother Louis, who I believe God has placed here not by guess or coincidence, but just having the right spirit to work with everyone, and that's a blessing in every place they need a Brother Louis. God bless you, brother. It will be wrong for me to have, you know, there are many meetings, to just come up here just to be heard. Brother Brown said, you know, who would want to do that? You've got children that are here, they've got to go to school, you've got to work in the morning, and I don't believe any minister will want to do that. And so therefore, you know, it's not a matter of wanting to preach, you know. You have three services a week, I have three services a week, and within that time we don't need to preach. Amen. We need to enjoy somebody and to learn from somebody. But I believe that we are here, you are here for a purpose.
Amen.
This is God's provided way.
Amen.
And you give gifts unto men. None of these gifts in themselves can do anything, but he gave them so he can channel himself.
Yes.
Blessing his purpose. And you are here because you believe in that provider.
Amen.
You didn't come here just, if you just came here for coming, or you just come because you like church or something, well, you know, it's not going to do much good.
Yeah.
But you come here because we want a reality.
Yeah.
We've been here a long time. We've been on the earth in this message for over 30 or 40 years. We know it's real. We know there's nothing wrong with the material.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the message.
Yeah.
Therefore, like Paul says, you know, the law is righteous, but I am carnal. And unless we can find no fault, I find no fault in it.
Amen.
I find no fault in this great message. There might be things we do not understand. There might be stages in the prophet's ministry we might not understand. But this is the ministry of perfection.
Amen.
And this is the message to perfect us.
Amen.
Therefore, I don't believe any of us is here right now to find fault side. I don't believe anyone here is qualified to correct if there was faults. Because we know that it was the hand of God that came in this day and wrote this message out.
Amen.
In what we know today in books and tapes. So if it's saying all of that, I say this also, that that my purpose in these meetings until we climax them on Sunday night is to help to establish a strong bride.
Amen.
And when I say bride, I'm not talking collective groups. I'm talking about individual.
Amen.
Because you just have to receive it and wait in your own heart.
Amen.
I'm not talking, just think that I'm not talking to a group. Don't shy it away. Don't put him off.
Yes.
If we want to be helped, it's not the neighbor's problem is going to help us to be helped in our own way. It is my problems.
Amen.
Therefore, the message must be personal.
Amen.
And the searching must be personal. And you must be honest.
Amen.
And only in doing that, you can maybe allow God to allow you to see what you have need of, what you lack. Because certainly we have to give more to get more. And if the law was perfect, Paul said the law was perfect. The law is righteous. Paul said the problem is me. I am carnal.
Yeah.
Therefore, if our message is perfect, our message is right, then why are there so many problems? It's not so much the message is that we might also be carnal. You know, that word carnal has many different ways of looking. Sometimes you look at it as scorn, but when Paul said, but I am carnal, he didn't matter what people think. It mattered that he had an understanding that he had problems.
Amen.
And was willing to face these problems. To even use himself and his experience and knowing his own heart.
Amen.
That he can say, you know, I have to die daily.
Amen.
You know, he can say, you know, when I desire to do good, evil is present with me.
Amen.
But when that evil becomes present and I recognize it, definitely I know what needs to die.
Amen.
And that's the way I believe if we are going to live like the apostle, then I believe we must have that approach, that we must take this thing as something personal. Something that whether your wife wants to go on, whether your children wants to go on, whether it's their time to be serious. Sometimes you're waiting on somebody to be serious so that both of you can do it together. Or it just never works like that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whether your husband or wife, mother, children, you know, it doesn't matter, uncle, aunts. Amen. It is the day you hear.
Amen.
The day he begins to deal with you.
Amen.
And press on you.
Amen.
That's the day that you need to hearten.
Amen.
Our purpose, as I say, is to build a strong, to help build a strong bride. Not that it's not being done here, but to put our input in, or anybody's fivefold ministry input in,
Amen.
To contribute, to help.
Amen.
And my thought tonight, my part tonight is to examine that we've been here a long time and maybe we need to examine how we are established. How we came in, how we are established. And because if you start wrong, you're going to end wrong. And if you were thought wrong for different reasons and different, because of a lack of maybe an experienced minister, like, inexperienced evangelist, inexperienced somebody. Because in the early generation, the first generation, when the ministers came in into the message, many of them were not ministers before.
Right.
They did not have a pattern to look back.
Right.
They are new crop.
Right.
And even though they did great things for us, and we are enjoying many of those great things, not everything they did were perfect. But we are not complaining, because what they did outweighed that which was left off, maybe. Because no generation hits it all. If it was so, the rapture would happen. It's progressive. We learn from our mistakes. And they become not something to complain about, but stepping stones to help us.
Amen.
The scripture says in the book of Jude, and I'm not going to back wrong very much because we've done it already. If you're new here, you need to get the tape from Sunday.
Amen.
It says in the book of Jude, "But ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." The root word for that word building up is a very unique word in the Greek language. It is used very limitedly here. And it says here, to build upon a foundation already laid. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're going to build it up, but there must be a foundation that is already there.
Right.
And that's what I want to spend at least the night with again, is that foundation.
Amen.
Now I want you to notice that there are many things that are used as a foundation. This has a foundation. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. And this can be used to preach on the bodywork of the prophets of old and the four corners of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And you could use it for many different things, but the prophet is using it, amen, to show you the perfection of the bride.
Amen.
The stature of a perfect man. Therefore, if we are longing, it's not what we're longing for.
Amen.
We are longing to live that life. We are longing to see that in our life.
Amen.
That is our whole desire. Our desire is not whether we believe the message or not.
Amen.
There's nobody here that doubts it.
Yes.
But how to get to see, to experience,
amen,
to manifest that which we long to see, that which we thirst to see.
Amen.
Amen.
That which we are hungering for. That's our reality. You don't get that reality. That cannot be satisfied by knowing Edith and Apollo whether she had sex. The knowledge of it can't help you. It might tell you what happened.
Amen.
But it'll take more than that,
amen,
to produce what,
amen,
this is.
Amen.
It'll take more than that. Knowing does not give you the ability,
right,
to do that which you do know to be right.
Amen.
If it was that way, then under the law they knew what God required. But they did not have the ability to do it. Let me put it this way. They did not have the material to do it.
Right.
Not that they might not have the zeal to do it. They sure tried. But they did not have the material and they misunderstood.
Right.
And therefore, if you misunderstand God, and you misunderstand what He requires, or misunderstand how to get up there,
amen, right,
then brother, you are going to be an awfully disappointed message believer.
Amen.
But that's why we must check. Amen. Not when it's too late.
Amen.
We must check now, before,
amen,
it becomes even later.
Amen.
Amen. Is our foundation right?
Amen.
Am I built right? And if I am built right, amen, should it not produce,
amen,
a Christ-like attitude?
Glory. Amen.
Because He is telling me, get attitude first,
amen,
doctrine will follow.
Amen.
Get your attitude right.
Amen.
He's not going to give me doctrine and then tell me get my attitude right.
Amen.
No, He must produce the right attitude.
Amen. Amen.
Attitude is not produced by knowledge.
Yes.
Attitude, amen, is produced by experience.
Amen.
The heart experiences it.
Amen.
And it knows that then it responds. Attitude is your reaction. Attitude is your reaction of something that happened, something you experienced. Like a man who saves a child from a burning house. And that mother, you know, she thinks the child is dead because nobody can save it, but this man risks his life.
Amen.
Gets up there, gets that baby, hands it to that mother. Amen. Watch, she could be the meanest woman in town. Watch her attitude at that moment.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Some action produced. Amen. Experienced.
Amen.
And she is not working it up. She might be as evil could be.
Amen.
your attitude towards that individual has changed it. And nobody can explain it away.
Nobody. She knows how her heart feels. And she expresses it in words and in different ways, maybe in generosity. Maybe she can't express it, but you can feel the atmosphere of a grateful heart, a thankful heart.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, attitude can emanate even in your body language, in your way that you look and your just being in the presence.
Amen.
They can pick up your attitude. Isn't that what he said about a Christian?
Amen.
Amen. You can know it all. You can know everything he says. You can believe everything he says. And have a terrible attitude. Because knowledge does not produce attitude.
Amen.
If it did produce attitude, we as ministers would be the first to always have the right attitude.
Amen.
And starting from here, I know that's not
right. Amen.
Because it's our job to become familiar with the message and the material,
amen,
what he has said, what he did,
amen,
not say.
Amen. Amen. Right.
Amen.
Can I say that knowing and studying and being familiar with all the material even produced attitude in me? I would lie if I say that. If it was so, then the people with the best mind and the best memory and the best reading skills and the best vocabulary and diction would be the one to produce the best attitude.
Amen.
But it is not that.
Amen.
It's not that. What else? What then do we need to have the right attitude? We need an experience.
Amen.
What would it take to have a grateful heart? An experience.
Amen.
What would it take to have a merciful heart? It would take an experience.
Amen.
What would it take to have a long-suffering heart? An experience.
Amen.
You cannot promise yourself that you are going to live like this.
Amen.
Amen. Then you are deceived and you don't even know it.
Amen.
You cannot read it and make your mind up, this is how I'm going to act. That's exactly what it will be. It will be an act.
Amen.
One of these days, the curtains,
amen,
will come down,
yes,
and the act will be over.
Amen.
Everybody will know that it's just the promise.
Yes.
Amen.
I believe that we have had all of that in our life. We've been around in the message a long time. And we're tired of it.
Amen.
Not from everybody, but from yourself. From
amen.
Myself.
Amen.
What will it take to have a merciful heart? The law says that let every seed bring forth of its own kind, whose life is within itself. God cannot change in his own his laws. If I was to substitute the word seed for the word thought, if I have to sow and I sow the thought, the thought,
yes,
of mercy, the thought of grace, the thought of forgiveness, the thought, all of these are seed.
Yes.
If I sow it,
yes,
I must receive it.
Amen.
I must produce it.
Amen.
Providing that I sow it, that it is a genuine thing. In other words,
amen,
it must be germatized.
Amen.
Thought.
Amen.
Must not be generated by manipulation.
Amen.
Playing the music at the end and, you know, giving you a whole sad story. And must be produced by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The ground that it is sown in must be prepared ground.
Amen.
And you cannot prepare your heart. You don't even know your own heart. I don't even know my own heart.
Amen.
There is no way for that. There is a triangle, Lord, and see if they can be
even.
In other words, I can't even stop my own problem.
Amen.
This first step is not a step
got his step in the pyramid. Go back and read the message topic of COVID-19. Faith is the foundation.
Amen.
Amen.
It is not a step.
Amen.
Everything else is built upon this.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything else is built upon this. Amen. Faith is not a step. It's not something you start off with and then you move to something else.
Amen.
Amen. From this step, everything else must be produced.
Amen.
Everything else must be produced.
Amen.
Faith is not a step. Faith brings righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Righteousness, let me just, so you don't get mistaken. Righteousness does not mean holiness.
Yeah.
Oh. Get that out of your mind. That's maybe if you came in the system well, or maybe, you know, a holiness, a man who leads towards holiness might allow you to believe. It has nothing to do with that.
Amen.
No, righteousness has nothing to do with holiness. Righteousness has to do with right standing.
Yeah.
Right standing, or you could be in the wrong standing with somebody or the right standing.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, righteousness means the right standing with God.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, if God is righteous, he is always doing the right thing that makes him stand out right.
Amen.
Because he is the standard.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And therefore, righteousness means for you being in the right standing with God.
Amen.
You can be in the wrong standing, you can be in the right standing. The problem is about how do you know you're in the right standing with God? The human mind, the human heart has its own understanding. Because that comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Amen.
As long as your understanding of righteousness comes from the tree of good and evil, you can never be right with God.
Amen.
You can never be right with God.
Amen.
Amen. The right standing with God can only come through faith.
Amen.
In other words, I can say the right standing with God can never come from you changing.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
It can never come from good works.
Amen.
It can never come from holiness.
Amen.
Preachers, bear with me. You might disagree with me and you'll pray for me. But this is here. I'm not trying to get you to live wrong. I'm trying to get you to be right with God.
Amen.
Yet he can take you the rest of the wrongs. You've got to come God's provided way for God to help you. You can't come your provided way for God to help you.
You've
got to come his provided way. You've got to come in his.
Amen.
In his invitation.
Amen.
Amen. If a man invites you to come and tells you to come through the front door, you can't expect the one to come through the back door.
Yes. Amen.
You've got to come his provided way. So righteousness, amen, means a right standing with God.
Yes.
It is compared to the wrong standing. When you're in the right standing with God, God is pleased with you.
Amen.
Because it stems from faith, and without faith it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. It's impossible to please God without faith.
Amen.
So, righteousness pleases God. In other words, if you don't have faith, you're not righteous, and therefore you don't have the right standing, and therefore you don't have, you're not pleasing God, you displease him.
Amen. Yeah.
If God is pleased, God is happy, God is satisfied, God is at peace.
Amen.
He's at peace.
Amen.
Amen. But if this is not the order of it, then it's no peace.
Amen.
You might say it's peace. Amen. But when things begin to happen, you say, No, you might think, in other words, there are people who think they are pleasing God.
Amen.
There are people who think they have peace with God.
Yes.
There are people who think that God is happy with them.
Yes.
But they only think that.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Do you want me to give you an example of a man who thought God was happy with him, pleased with him? I want to take it early. go to the book of Luke 18. Luke 18, starting with the 9th verse. And he spake a parable on the certain which trusted in themselves, that they were, see, they were righteous. They were people that God was pleased with. Their life, God was pleased with their life. God was happy with them. God was satisfied with them. God is at peace with them. Why would God be at war with me? Why would God be an enemy against me? In other words, this man was deceived and didn't even know it.
Amen.
Listen, this man that he's going to talk about is deceived and don't even know it. Yet, his very life will never look like he's deceived.
Amen.
And you cannot convince him he's deceived, yes, because this man represents Laodicea.
Amen.
This man needs nothing because he knows what God wants and he's doing it.
Amen.
The two spirits that are upon us right now.
Amen.
The very spirit that started in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
From the two trees.
Yes.
I want you to just look at this man's attitude. Two men went in to pray. By the way, these two men are not just picked up from anywhere. I'll show you back in the Old Testament these two men existed. Because it said the eyes of the Lord go to and fro.
Amen.
And if the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, then Jesus didn't just pick up anybody. He picked up two men.
Amen.
That represents, amen, the problem of good and evil.
Amen.
Amen. So let me show you that one of them is a sinner with the knowledge of sin, and the other one is righteous. But the sinner was righteous and the righteous was a sinner. But he did not.
Amen.
In the eyes of man, one man looked in a good condition, but in the eyes of God, he was in a bad condition. One man, in the eyes of man, was in a bad condition, but in the eyes of God, he was in a best condition.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Best condition. Therefore, I say, amen, we in the message, watch how you judge righteous.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch how you judge. Because the eyes of the Lord is upon you. And you will be represented by one of these men tonight. Amen. They represent two classes of people. And you are going to be one or the other. He said two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. And about he stood and prayed with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this
public. Amen. Yes.
He was living holiness.
Amen.
And he thought holiness was righteous. And the reason he thought that is because he did not know his own heart.
Amen.
He did not know his own heart. That's where we're working on the heart.
That's right.
That's where everything begins. That's why God, brother said, God chose the head, but Satan chose the head, but God chose the
heart.
The heart. Amen. And stood praying. That's what it said. I thank you that I'm not extortioner, I'm just a Republican. I fast twice in the week. We don't even do that. I fast twice in a week. Now, that's it. I want you to notice something. Fasting means that the man has developed, persevered, and trained himself to abstain from pleasurable, satisfying, good-tasting, good-feeling things. That's what fasting is, isn't it? Abstaining from food. Pleasurable food. To deprive one's body from the thing that the body is craving.
Yes.
We can deprive ourselves from food or whatever. It goes on further in the context of abstaining. You can abstain from adultery. You can abstain, amen, from gambling. You can abstain, amen, from bad movies. You can abstain from all of these different things.
Amen.
In other words, this man lived a disciplined life. He lived a life, amen, that was not of the world. He did not live a worldly life.
Yes, amen.
Did not live a worldly life. And I guarantee that you all are not living a worldly life either.
Amen.
You are not living a worldly life. The problem of it is, are you abstaining? This man conformed his life to the world.
Yes.
That's what he did. He conformed his life to the world. But the world never transformed his life. It was only conformed to the world.
Amen.
Anybody can do that.
Yes.
If you're willing.
Amen.
Good. You say, no, you can't do it. The pundits do it.
Yes.
The sadhus do it.
Yes.
The Indian gurus do it.
Yes.
They deprive themselves of food and water so their body can become, their mind and spirit can become sensitive to spirits.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Amen.
I would say this man lived an impeccable life. Don't you say that?
Yeah.
If the Bible said long hair, his wife had long hair for one reason or the other. Because if he is planning to live a life and look good, she must look good too.
Right. Amen.
Whether God called her or not.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Because it'll make him look bad. Why is he doing more of this? Tell me he's doing it because he loves God. Why is he doing it then? Amen. Because this Pharisee represents the age, the spirit of the age in Jesus' name.
Right.
He wanted the praise and admiration of men.
Amen.
He wanted men not to put one finger on his life or his family life.
Amen.
This was not that God be glorified. This was that he be glorified.
Yes. Amen.
Amongst his peers, message peers.
Right.
You say, well, brother, as long as they live holy, that's all that matters. This is what God thinks of.
Yeah.
Because God will accept nothing that is not out of faith.
Yes.
So therefore, let me give you a definition of sin. Sin is not the absence of good. In fact, sin is good works and a holy life that is without faith.
Amen.
Therefore, it is death.
Amen.
His holiness is death. His fasting is death.
Amen.
His church going is death. His tithing is death. His offering is death. Everything is dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything that he did is dead, I ask. From the pulpit to the lady.
Yes.
Do we, or have we, or could we, not knowingly, be like this man, and not knowing, and not knowing? Would you not want to at least examine yourself and see if you be in the pit now? Because if God is warning us now, it's because he loves us.
Amen.
He will not, amen, permit us to go in that way.
Amen.
Amen. The reason he will not permit us to go in that way, because that's the way, the broad way that all men go.
Yes.
That's the broad way, the narrow way, is the way of faith.
Amen.
And few thereof. The narrow way and the broad way.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Because most men believe to make liars, he can do it like this.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Amen. Amen.
God wanted to make you perfect and make you like this.
Amen.
Because you can't make yourself.
Amen.
But we don't seem to understand that.
Amen.
Right.
It is the duty, honestly, and I might be saying this wrong, but it is the duty of any preacher, pastor, evangelist, any member of the fivefold ministry, it is his duty, his rightful duty, to taint and to humiliate and to cause to doubt and to trust, cause you to doubt and trust in any human
qualities.
He must mar the human race. He must bring them to open shame.
Right.
He must make that heart so afraid of itself,
right,
that it's willing to find a place of rest.
Amen.
And shelter.
Amen.
And a hiding place.
Amen.
Of comfort.
Amen.
For itself.
Amen.
He must make it, he must preach it in such a way that there is no place to hide.
Amen.
Doesn't Christ can never be glorified.
Amen.
Christ can never really be magnified.
Amen.
That man will never appreciate what God has done.
Amen.
He will have his eyes always on him also.
Amen.
But he said, not look unto me and unto him. He said, look unto me.
Amen.
Amen. Look unto me, for I am God and beside me there is no Savior. There is any salvation, any hope for in man. If you leave any hope, he'll find a place to comfort his own soul.
Yes, amen. That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Therefore I say to you, we must make him so dependent. We must make him so dependent on finding a dependable hiding place.
Amen.
A dependable Savior.
Amen.
Amen. A dependable sanctifier.
Amen.
Justifier.
Amen.
Not something that you can trust in today and lose tomorrow.
Amen.
He must allow the man to picture his sinfulness.
Right.
What is that sinfulness? That's the problem. If we know our heart, we know what sin is, we'll know our heart, but
yes.
Since we don't know our heart, it's because we don't know what sin is.
Yes.
We think sin is lying, stealing, cheating, the evil man out of the street and so forth. Amen. Sin is a substance.
Yes.
Sin is a nature, sin is a substance.
Yes.
And that substance did not come by you doing. You did nothing to get that substance.
Yes.
You were born with that substance.
Amen.
Amen. You were born with that substance. Therefore, let me put this right here. I mean, let me say that sin is substance. Sin is nature. That's what our prophet taught us.
Amen.
He taught us it is a sin nature.
Amen.
He taught us it is a life, therefore it is a substance of some form.
Yes.
Amen. Sin is not action. Action only is the attributes
yes.
of the substance.
Amen.
Amen.
How did you get this substance?
Yes.
Amen. Did you get this substance by lying? Did you get this substance by cheating? Did you get the substance? How did you get the substance? How did you get the substance? Did you do anything to get the substance? When did you get the substance? You're born with the substance. You're born with the substance. Amen. So then why is it, if this substance, you didn't do anything to get this substance, why is it that we believe by changing our behavior we can get rid of the substance?
Right.
You can know all of this message.
Yes.
You can live all of this message.
Right.
You can obey all of it. You can abstain from everything.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You can lock yourself in a room with a message. That way you don't have to deal with anger because nobody's there. Let them feed you through a hole or something and be in that room with all this material and know I cannot still change that substance.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Why is it then that we believe by doing good and obeying a message the substance will leave? I got this substance. I personally inherited this substance.
Yes.
I inherited from a man.
Amen.
The substance came to me by a man. It came to me by not my action, by his action.
Amen.
His action gave me this substance.
Right.
Amen. No matter how I live, that substance is still there. In other words, I can live like a dog. The substance is still there.
Amen.
I can live like a priest. God is still there.
Amen.
I can live like this man here.
Right. Amen.
That's just the first part of knowing your heart.
Amen.
Because I want to show you that when we judge our heart, we judge it based upon behavior.
Yes. Right.
We don't judge it based on substance. That's why we say, I'm bad, I have some problems, but I'm not bad like that, brother. See, his behavior is worse than my behavior. Amen. Because we don't know sin. And if we don't know sin, we don't know our God. And so therefore, we begin to compare ourselves with each other. That's a huge class, Sunday. Amen. It's like two pigs. One pig saying to the other pig, boy, you smell worse than I.
Right.
It matters not. It only matters one thing, is that you understand that this cannot be changed by lining up with God's word.
Yes. Amen.
This cannot be changed by doctrines.
Yes.
This cannot be changed by knowing Eve ate an apple or whatever she did. This cannot be changed by knowing how your body will be changed.
Right.
It cannot be changed by future hope. It cannot be changed by the headstone coming down. He's not coming to change that.
Right.
If that's not changed, he's not even going to take you.
Right.
You might live like bride. You might dress like bride. You might talk like bride. But he's coming for substance.
Right.
When I see the token. And a building has a body, and a building has a finish.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I say that you can believe everything here, and understand not this here.
Yes.
Amen.
You can know all of this here. The preachers have preached third, fourth, seventh year. We have been doing it for years.
Yes. Amen.
Our people are still
fussing,
right, complaining, bickering, murmuring,
yes,
separated.
Amen.
Divided.
Amen.
But we are going in a rapture because we believe with time we will be better.
Amen.
Give us more time to learn the message and we will be better.
Amen.
The message can only have effect upon them that are upon a foundation.
Amen.
Because when we came in baptized with the confidence to know I'll be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, which is the right baptism, the right formula, and they are wrong.
Amen.
Well, I'm here to tell you that faith in the right formula of the baptism does not give you the Holy Ghost, neither does it produce.
Amen.
Amen.
Neither does it produce the right attitude. You say, prove it to me. There are many in the room here that are longing for your real life.
Amen.
Right. For real something.
Amen.
Something that they know they didn't do, but it began to happen. Somehow, something is happening.
Amen.
And you have confidence that you came in with the right formula. And when you don't see the power, and you don't see the thing you want to see in your life.
Right.
You say, but I know I came in with the right formula. Shouldn't I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost because the formula was right? In the early days, that's what the ministry was pushing, the right formula.
Amen.
And that there is a message and there is a prophet. To believe God sent a prophet don't give you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It does not. Being baptized in the right formula don't give you the Holy Ghost. Not in itself, no.
Yes.
This is from page 283 of the seal book. Paragraph 290, the revised version of the seal book. Now being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's all right. But, ain't that man tell you but, it means the first statement on the condition.
Yes.
But, that's not all of it. You could be baptized 50 times like that, and it ain't do a bit of good.
Amen.
That's where we are, many of us.
Amen.
Not a bit of good. You see the right formula? Continues. Until the heart is changed.
Amen.
Right.
Watch what he's saying. In other words, he's telling me, before you even get baptized, amen, your heart should be changed.
Amen.
You say, I'm waiting to get baptized and then my heart will change. I'm sorry.
Right.
Amen. Someone has to present to you the thing in the right order.
Amen.
In the right way.
Amen.
To cause something to happen in the heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Something has to change the heart.
Amen.
Hear what he says? Something has to, he says, until the heart is changed by the Holy Spirit,
right,
nothing will happen.
Amen.
It all has to go together.
Amen.
It all has, this is the seal book, by the way.
Amen.
We came in confident, brother. We are right on the word. We have the word. We have the formula. We forgot one thing.
Amen.
The formula is okay, but the main work is the heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you this. The formula is okay, but not necessary. Not necessary. Everybody got quiet.
Right.
The formula is all right, but it is not really a prerequisite.
Right.
But the heart,
amen,
that is an absolute.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, what are you talking about? I'm saying that men like Cornelius who received the Holy Ghost without even seeing water.
Amen.
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 Amen. Without seeing water, he received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The men, while he yet spoke the Holy Ghost,
amen,
they haven't seen water yet.
Amen.
But the heart was right.
Amen.
But yet we have the confidence, as long as the formula is right, I should receive the Holy Ghost. That's the way that we saw it in the early days.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no blame. Because if God wanted us to stress it in this, he would have made us see it. This is his plan.
Amen.
We can't blame the servants. Amen. They can only, we can only do that which he allows us to know.
Amen.
To see.
Amen.
I'm saying we are in danger
of ministers.
We're in danger, pastor. We're in danger of coming to the end, to the climax, and realizing that we built a nice building. We took everything we know. We have great mysteries, wonderful truth. Amen. But the foundation is not there when the people and the thing begin to crumble and fall apart. People who have followed the message for 20 years and 25 years are falling away. Because they kept on saying it will get better. It will become real. Just another year. Just to know a little bit more. Just to understand some deeper things.
Right. Amen.
I say, if we know the problem, because God showed to us. He who shows the problem will show us how to fix it.
Yeah.
I want you to follow just a little bit further. Let's go to the book of Mark 16, if you don't mind. It is the right of the minister to bring down every high yoke of man.
Amen.
Every lofty look, every high look, every prideful look, everything that he can trust in.
Amen.
It is his duty. And when I say a proud look, I'm not just talking about the people who are rich or material. The proud look even from the poor. Because pride has nothing to do with money. Pride has to do with the disease from the heart.
Amen.
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 Criticism about somebody being rich and driving all of those cars and have so many houses is pride, just as a man said, look at my house.
Amen.
Both is pride.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And they call him church brother and invite him to the service. Can we say we're going to Mark 16, right? I want you to just focus on Mark 16 just a little bit. In Mark 16, maybe the 15th verse. I want you to notice Mark 16, 16, it says this. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not is damned. Notice the word. It did not say he that baptized not shall be damned.
Yes.
It did not say that. It said, he that believeth not. So the emphasis is on the believing.
Yes. Amen.
The
Amen.
Emphasis is on the believing.
Amen.
Shall be saved.
Amen.
Not the emphasis of he that is baptized not shall be damned. It did not say that.
Right.
So we need to understand this word believe. And there are many words for it. To believe means to trust.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It has to do with trust. Trust means having to do with confidence.
Yes.
Assurance. It has to do with absolute.
Amen.
Assurance comes, and it's opposite to fear.
Yes.
And to worry.
Right.
But it's opposite to that, to fear, to worry, to trust. It means, to trust means to have total confidence.
Amen.
Amen.
In something or someone or some action.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what it means, okay? Now my point is this. In Mark 16, 16, there was no seventh seal being revealed.
Amen.
There was no serpent seed. There was no anything like that. The early church didn't have all of that. Cornelius never heard about Eve not eating an apple. Neither did he know anything about the third pole. Then what is it that we must believe to be saved? If he did not believe in any specific doctrine, maybe future home, maybe power to transform. Maybe, I'm not trying to knock the message, I'm trying to tell you there's a message and there's a foundation. And we need it all.
Amen.
But I want us to point back, go back to our roots. Aren't we supposed to, isn't this message supposed to take us back to the apostolic way?
Amen.
Do you want it the apostolic way or not?
Amen.
Amen.
It's supposed to take us back to the Bible, take us back to our history, take us back to these men and see how they had their experience. Malachi 4 is to take us back to Acts 2 and 4.
Amen.
That's the truth of it.
Amen.
What did this, what? He that believeth, he that believeth what? This is what we need. He that believeth the doctrines of the day shall be saved. How about that? He that believeth the word of your day shall be saved. He that believeth the message of the hour shall be saved. What shall you answer it? What shall you answer? Don't answer loud. Answer in your heart. He that received the message of the hour is saved. He that received the message of the day will be saved. Is that it? Is that what it says? You'll never find that in the scripture. The message don't come to save nobody.
Amen.
We preach it like you must believe it to be saved. But that's because we forget ourselves.
Amen.
We forget ourselves.
Amen.
This is not coming to save you. This is coming to tell you
Amen.
That you are already saved.
Amen.
If you would believe, you have already got it.
Amen.
Amen. This is not a work that's going to happen. It is a finished work. It's already finished. What specific doctrine we must believe to be baptized?
Amen.
We want to be saved. See, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Watch the words. It might be Mark 16, might be simple, but it's profound. Huh?
Amen.
It is profound. Because the he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It means they are looking for people who know they are lost. They must know their condition. Unless you know you are lost, amen, then what? You wouldn't be looking. If you know your area here, like a back of your hand, you think you're going to look for some guide? Amen. It is only, Mark 16 is only for them, amen, who has God has revealed to them the condition of their heart, and they know they are lost, and that there is no one else that can help.
Hallelujah.
That is what he was doing. He was trying to show them, amen, that man is lost.
Amen.
Do you mean we are lost people with Moses' law? These men that were baptized were Jews.
Amen.
Amen. The men that the apostles baptized were Jews. You know the church were all Jewish. Amen. They have come to such a place where they know the law can save them.
Yeah.
And keeping the law can save them. And keeping the word can save them.
Amen.
Amen. They couldn't keep anything because it was their heart was wrong. Some
Amen.
Substance was in their heart.
Amen.
Even when they keep the word,
Amen.
Even when they keep it, the desire to do wrong is there.
Amen.
Amen.
How can you win that situation? God gave you the law, the righteous way to live. You want to live righteously? You want to live holy? This is the way to do it. This is how I am, you live it. The only problem is that God can do it because it comes from his own substance.
Amen.
He don't try not to lie. He don't try not to steal. He don't try not to hurt anybody. He don't try. You don't have to try.
Amen.
The lie stems from substance.
Amen.
But then he gives you,
amen,
his own way of living,
amen,
and you don't have the substance, and then you think you can do it.
Amen.
And the more you do it, the more your pride rises. The more your righteousness rises. The more you difficult. There's more you become qualified.
Amen.
There's more you become a judge.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Amen. Now you begin to compare your family, your ministry. You begin to compare your church. You begin to...
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. You can't handle them that can't live like you.
Amen.
Amen. You can't handle weak ones. You can't handle, amen, backsliders. You can't handle sinners.
Right. Amen.
Amen. You become a despiser of them.
Right.
You become despisers of men. You become this man right here.
Right. Amen.
Amen. You're thanking God, but you're not really thanking Him because He didn't do it. You did it.
Right.
Amen.
You read it.
Amen.
You learned it. You made your body obey it. What are you going to thank God for?
Yeah.
In fact, He ought to bless you. Because I am living it and look, they are not. Bless me then, Lord. I am your obedient child.
Right.
There is only one that can save.
Amen.
It is not the doctrines of truths. It is the doctrine of truth.
Amen.
The one truth.
Amen.
That one truth is Christ. From
Amen.
Him comes teachings.
Amen.
From Him comes the understanding of how we fall. From Him comes the understanding, amen, of how the plan operated and what will happen and how your body will be changed and all of these other processes.
Yes.
But the central theme, the central theme of the gospel is faith in the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's a principal theme of
Amen.
Salvation. Amen. That there's no salvation outside of the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not the truths of Christ, not the light, not the rules, not the laws.
Amen.
Amen. He's not interested in that.
Right. Amen.
He's not interested in that. He wants the principal theme.
Amen.
Of the gospel is faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the principal theme after you have come to Christ is grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Because that is what you will depend on.
Amen. Amen.
Because it was grace, the grace that taught your heart to fear.
Amen.
It is grace that showed you your own self. It is grace that opened up the mystery of salvation in the person of Christ. It is grace that started the world.
Amen.
And that finished the world. But He must provide what it takes for me to live.
Amen.
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 I cannot serve a God who gives me the way to live. And I have to look over my shoulder in fear if I don't live it. I can't serve a God who says, live right and I'll save you. I cannot.
Amen.
Not even if I want to, I cannot. Therefore, it's either I misunderstand Him, or He is unrighteous. Ask Him from creation that which you know they cannot give. The Jews misunderstood Him. He provided them a deliverer. And they rejected the deliverer and said, go tell him. You tell him how he wants us to live, and we will do it. And they thought that long Moses brought the books and the tapes to them, and they hear it, and they learn it, and they can quote it.
Yes.
They'll make everybody live it.
Yes.
Not only themselves, if I'm doing it, you have to do it too. If I don't have a TV in my house, you don't have to. You better not have one too. Because brother, your name, your ear will be ringing. not doing it because I love him. It's not doing it because it pleases him. It's doing it because I do it as a sacrifice. I sacrifice him. Therefore, you better sacrifice too. We're not going nowhere until we get this step fixed.
Amen.
Because I guarantee when this step is fixed, it will produce the heart.
Amen.
That is so good.
Amen.
A heart who has been broken, blessed are the poor in spirit. And what is happy? Happy are the poor in spirit.
Amen.
And theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is another way of saying the gospel.
Amen.
And the theme of the gospel is faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Happy are them that trust not in themselves.
Amen.
Trust not in themselves.
Amen.
They don't trust because there is no good in them.
Amen.
There's no good bent, not just words. You can say it up here, but unless your heart has experienced it, soul must afflict itself and mourning, and the soul that will not afflict itself in mourning, that soul will be cut off from its people.
Amen.
Amen.
Very good.
Amen.
Because you see, many a times we ask you to repent in the ministry.
Right.
We want you to be sheets sometime.
Amen.
Other times we don't want you to be sheets.
Amen.
We tell you to repent, but we don't tell you what to repent for. We don't tell you how to repent. We tell you to believe in Jesus Christ, but we don't tell you how to believe.
Right.
We don't even tell you what believing is.
Right.
We don't get down to the nitty-gritty of the vocabulary, because we ourselves many a time did not examine it ourselves.
Amen.
Right. Amen. That which you experience to deliver, that which you do not experience, how can you give?
Amen.
I say, brother, I'm not talking about ministry, I'm talking about myself, my heart.
Amen.
I want this thing to be real.
Amen.
I want to taste it, I want to see the victory. I don't want to talk what will happen. I don't want to talk about what we will do. I don't want to talk about what we are looking for. I want to experience the promise that He promised now. I want to be able to walk in the midst,
amen,
of people who have problems,
amen,
and yet not have one critical spirit. I don't walk with them that disagree, and slander and accuse, and are hypocritical, and walk amongst them, and it does not affect my condition, my love for them. I know I would have been that man if not for the grace of God.
Yeah.
I would have done that exact thing to him. God had opened my heart.
Yeah.
I'm not holding accountable for his behavior.
Yeah.
I'm not holding accountable for his holiness.
Yeah.
I'm holding the substance that he had.
Yeah.
And he cannot change it.
Yeah.
God can change it.
Yeah.
And it's not the man that bombs himself.
Yeah.
It's the Satan inside him that has bombed him. That's my enemy. He is my brother.
Amen.
The enemy might not believe in Christ, but if he had the right heart, if God had given him grace, he would have been exactly what I am today.
Amen.
What makes him hateful? What makes him jealous? What makes him critical? What makes him slanderous? What makes him that way is the substance he didn't give himself.
Amen.
And we are holding him accountable to change when we couldn't change.
Amen.
The hypocrisy of Christianity.
Amen.
God, you see, this brings the light, the strength of the sun. Be careful what you ask for and what you say you have, because the strength of the sun, light, manifests.
Amen.
Light will bring every area of your heart. It will search it.
Amen.
It will search it, and it will give the wrong things in your heart the ability to grow, so that you can see the fruits of it. That you might say, Lord, deliver me from it. Root it out.
Amen.
Take out the root of it, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We say we cannot help ourselves. We say that changing our behavior does not change my position with God. In fact, it makes it worse because we are telling God, we can live like you without the substance. We are impersonating Christianity.
Amen.
By living this great message without the substance.
Right.
Many of you are living it with the hope God might be merciful and give you the Holy Ghost. He does not operate like might.
Amen.
He provided way.
Amen.
And we must come that way.
Amen. Amen.
We are hoping that you would see us trying all these years. And basically, Lord, you know my heart, I'm not that bad. That's right there. You can go right back. And that's a very evil of the heart.
Yes. Yes.
It is easy for us to preach on third pull and the body, what will happen to it. And about how you will speak trees. Because it has still not to examine your heart. The reason for that is because the message of the finish of the rapture, it is to them that whose heart have already been examined.
Amen.
Whose heart is right.
Right.
Whose heart is right. Therefore, I implore myself, the brothers and ministers that are under me, even here, I'm not demanding, I'm just saying, maybe we ought to consider.
Amen.
Maybe we ought to wait. That Mark 16:16 is much bigger than we think.
Amen.
That Acts 2:38 is much bigger.
Amen.
Much more important
than
we think.
Amen.
Because we excuse ourselves because it hurts our conscience and our heart as pastors. We preach the deep things of God. We preach the rich things of God. We preach if we use the vocabulary, the seventh seal, the third word, we try to make you understand what these words mean. We want the best for you. But because it shames our heart, I'm telling you honest.
Amen.
Because it shames our heart, because we are afraid, because we don't have the answers, we are willing not to ask you, have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you had an experience? When we see for years in our assembly, young people are not lifting up their hands or having an experience or something, we are willing to say they are all right. Look how they dress. They were obedient to their prayer. Look how they come to church.
Right. Amen.
Not because we don't love you.
Amen.
We love you. But do you know that we also can be afraid?
Amen.
Because we are responsible for precious. Precious things that we will have to give an account for.
Right.
And for.
Amen.
We are willing to focus on our minister's problem. We are willing to focus on what Brother Jerry thinks or preach. The stand he makes. Brother Nami, what you make on Godhead, what you make on marriage and divorce. We are willing to hold each one of you ministers accountable for right teaching and for right ethical behavior. We are willing to do all of that, and in the hypocrisy of the law, what is the most important, which is the new birth.
Amen.
We whisk away, and yet we have a people that we are. We have to, I don't have to give an account of his ministry. I don't have to give an account of his ministry. He, by the way, Romans 14, every minister needs to read it.
Amen.
Every servant must give account to his own master.
Amen.
Not to his a master servant, but to a master.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We spend frustrating times and energies and sleepless nights, and we sin our soul by slandering or being critical and speaking to other ministers about ministers' problems, and yet that is not your responsibility.
Right.
Your responsibility is your new birth.
Amen.
If you can get everyone there.
Right? Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not rebuking. I'm saying it even for myself.
Amen.
And because many a times we don't have the right atmosphere. We don't have the right attitude. We ourselves are not assured, amen, of this step here. And we are so happy and so thankful and so grateful that God didn't hold me accountable for justice when I needed grace. He gave me grace when I didn't deserve it. When my behavior was not right. We use because we don't have, sometimes we don't have the character. Ministers don't have to have it. We are growing like you.
Right.
Sometimes our attitude is not right. Sometimes our temperament is not right.
Right.
Sometimes our atmosphere is not right.
Right.
That's the truth.
Amen.
It's not right. Sometimes our character is not mature enough.
Right.
Sometimes we are not so much in Christ where the atmosphere of Christ emanates in our life.
Amen. Amen.
And we use God's word. We use God's word as a cloak.
Right.
To cover jealousy for one another.
Amen.
To separate. I'm not coming to this meeting. I'm not going to that. I'm not supporting this brother. And we use it. We use God's word to hide.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
I say to you, brother, you cannot be sincere. And use God's word to cover it. Amen. Because of your own heart.
Amen.
God's word, amen, is covered with blood and it's able to reach the depths.
Amen.
It says love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
Sins mean lying. Sins mean stealing. Sins mean cheating.
Amen.
Sins mean all of these things. Love does not cover sin.
Amen.
It's not in unbelief.
Amen.
But it covers covers a multitude of sin. There's only one sin and you have to believe to come out of that.
Amen.
But love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
We can use the very message.
Right. Amen.
To cloak and to cover.
Amen.
Why we don't fellowship.
Right.
Why we separate? Why our people must be kept from those people?
Amen.
Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that?
Right.
We have no excuses why God's word cannot heal. That have more what it could do.
Amen.
And yet we say all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
How can we preach the character of Jesus Christ
and
we ourselves are using His word to cover the very things we ought to be long-suffering.
Right.
Temperance, patience. One. I'm not rebuking, brother. I'm saying
it. Even
this might be a change. It might put another. You might not need this endurance. But it's re-recorded.
Amen.
It might go to Mauritius.
Amen.
It might go to India.
Yes.
It might go somewhere.
Amen.
Many times, brother Brown preaches, it might not even be for his own assembly. We cannot use God's word. We cannot use the grace He has given us, the long suffering He has given us. We cannot use all that we say we received of Him and turn around and give it back not.
Right.
Amen.
To His people.
Amen.
We cannot use excuses. You say, well, I am justifying my... God was justified in sending you to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
God was justified when you were an enemy.
Amen.
God was justified.
Amen.
He can't justify even now.
Right.
But He never judges you on justice.
Amen.
Amen.
He always judges you in love and in mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
We as ministers can manipulate the word of God.
Amen.
1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 4. I am saying we want to build a strong church, but we cannot do it without us first changing. Without me. I first changing. Unless I examine my own heart. Unless I begin to put away the craftiness.
Right.
Because that's what preachers are. We preachers have the ability to be wise. If we are not anointed of the Holy Spirit, then the same spirit that was on the serpent, which is the spirit that God made him subtle and wise and crafty as a preacher. We can use, when we are not under the Holy Spirit at all, old carnal way of thinking can come back at us and be subtle and wise and crafty and use God's word to separate the brotherhood, to separate the people, and cause them to give them a reason why they ought not to be one. I'm not trying to preach togetherness. I'm trying to show you that the very problems we have is the very reason you have to express long suffering and grace and mercy. What I preach here, I preach in my own church.
Amen.
It is in my own notes. These things are not just for Durban. These things are for the ministry of South Carolina. They are for the ministry of India. They are for, because wherever these gifts are,
amen,
we all have the same nature.
Amen.
You think you only have problems here in Durban? You think you have it bad? You have never been to North Carolina, have you? Every 2, 3, 4 miles there's a church. You haven't been to some place. I say, you probably, if you have to travel to know.
Yes.
And when you come back, you might say, well, it's not that bad after all.
Yes.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have renounced, as we have received mercy, we faith not. What are you talking about? Who? Father, I received a lot of mercy.
Amen.
All, just like you, all of our generation were heathens, Hindus, idol worshippers. I was the first, by God's grace.
Amen.
I received a lot of mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then they even stepped in. To be able to be used of the Lord is more than $1 million or $10 million. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. The hearts of the people, the expression of the people when they are delivered, or when they catch a key, or something that they see that they know empowers them.
Amen.
You can see it. You know it when you catch it.
Amen.
You know it.
Amen.
You say, that is why I was behaving that. If I was only thinking that way before. You know it. You can see it. You feel it. It's real.
Amen.
There's no money in the world can give you that experience. There's nothing in the world. But because we have received mercy and faith not, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. We are not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God is seen. I say every minister, before his church can be clean, he needs to be clean.
Amen.
If he wants unity, he first must unite with others. That
Amen.
I say, you say, well, it's doctrinal. God opens eyes and God closes eyes.
Amen.
If you hold him accountable for truth, then God will hold you accountable. And you will say, well, who can, you Lord, if you don't give me up, and you will say, well, what about him? Remember, there was a king and a man that owed a lot of money. Matthew 18, I think it is. And he came before the king, and the king said, well, where's the money? I demand payment. And he said, I cannot. Give me time. He said, no, sell everything and sell his family and so forth and pay off the debt. But he pleaded, and he said, the king had no people. But that wicked servant, listen to the word servant, went down there and found somebody accountable. And we always hurt one another. We say things we shouldn't say.
Amen.
We all owe each other apologies sometimes. We all. I know I do.
Amen. Yes.
Even about Brother Cyril. I'm not Baptist. He's got such a shoulder problem. I tell him he shouldn't lift up his wife. But we do. Now he forgive. Free. Forgive it. And he said, this wicked too.
now holds them that owe him accountable.
He said, what shall he do with this servant? What shall he do with us? You cannot give that which you have not received. I understand that. If I receive abundance of grace, it's easy for me to give. If I know that I am just, he was justified to send me to death, hell, and the grave, and I'm determined if he did it, he was just.
Amen.
Then I must also be determined that I am receiving a lot of grace.
Amen.
Undeserving.
Amen.
I can give it. You can be wrong and don't deserve it. I can still be easy with you. Because I know what he gave me.
Amen.
And when he gave it to me, how I felt. And how that produced a grateful heart towards him. And made my heart change towards him in little ways.
Amen.
Can you imagine what that will do for your enemy? Where you take the blame and say, brother, I must have provoked that. Even though you know you won't go. Because you don't care who's right or wrong. You care about the grace of God. We care so much about justice, so much about who's right, who's wrong. And yet we tell the people, when you come into our office, the council, and you have problems, I'm not going to be judging who's right or who's wrong. That's not what a pastor's job is. He does not look for the right and the wrong.
Amen.
He's looking for you all the way to reconcile. How can we come to that?
Right.
How can you live if we do not live?
Right.
How can we demand? And yet we don't want to be put under the demand.
Right.
How can we ask you to produce it when we ourselves are not producing it?
Right.
It will be hypocrisy.
Amen.
It will be exactly what the Pharisees did.
Yeah.
They burned the people to live the word, but they themselves. He said, listen to them, but don't do the way they do.
Amen.
Can we be guilty, God?
Amen.
I know tonight might be hard, and we're not even begun yet, really. But handling the word of God is secretly. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience.
Amen. Amen.
To every man's conscience. In other words, we become a servant.
Amen.
Our behavior is to serve. So that man's conscience is not provoked.
Amen.
We are so concerned about the other man. Because he is so concerned about us.
You
say, Brother Tony, that's lovely preaching, but that's not real. I'm here to say, it might not be real, but to the bride, it is real.
Amen.
Because that's what she is hungering for.
Amen.
That's what she is thirsting for. Now, I've told you all these things, and you say, preacher, how do I produce that? How can I produce that? You know, you say, Brother Tony, I have to make a stand. I have to do this. I have to do that. Okay? You have to make a stand. Why are you making a stand? Because you're afraid the people that you're unable to be deceived? Your preaching will keep them from being deceived. They have already said that they will not be deceived.
Amen.
Not even Paul, Brother Brown said, could have seen the early church.
Amen.
Church age book, read it. He said, not even Paul!
Amen.
Then what is the purpose? Well, my people might do certain things. You can talk to your people. That church believes this, and they practice this, and they do this. Now, they did it because Brother Brown said this, or this, or this. And that's all right, because he's God's servant, and he will give account to God. But we believe it this way. We believe it this way. And this is the way we believe it. And we thank God for his grace, and if we are wrong, God will open our eyes. And if we have the right attitude, maybe we can help. I can pray for me, maybe I can help that brother. See, the false doctrine and so forth is easily neutralized by wisdom because it immunes the body. You give them to it in a mild form just like any other germ, and it brings up an immunity.
Amen.
What is the reason? Can we use the word of God deceitfully even from the ministry? can be used as a cloak and make it justified in the people's eyes.
Yes, there are them that are going to be wrong. That's when you are bigger. Your God is bigger.
And their king is God. If he wants to wipe them out, he can do it tomorrow.
Amen.
But he can do it for me too.
Yes.
Because I only stand because of grace.
Amen.
How do I produce a heart like that? Where can I produce a heart like that? How is a heart like that produced? I said to you, first, it is produced, the first part of it is first seeing yourself. First seeing, see, you to need a savior, you must know you're lost. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It means these people are after security. They're after salvation. They're after deliverance. They're after something. They must know the condition of their heart. They must know the condition of their heart. What is the condition of the human heart? This man, this Pharisee, was he a good living man? Was he a clean living man? In the eyes of the world, was he a righteous man? What kind of heart did he have? Jeremiah 17 said what? An evil heart, a deceitful heart above all things. And it's only deceitful he didn't tell them though. After all, he's not judging himself. The way God judges him, he judges himself based on his idea of what God wants. God didn't give the law for man to keep it. God gave the law to prove man cannot keep it from the heart.
Amen.
Amen. So therefore the greatest danger is when man trusts in himself.
Yes.
That he is good and that he's able to do good.
Yes.
You say, what about good works? Good work is okay. But good works is dead without the first good work.
Amen.
The first good work is to believe that you can do no good work.
Amen.
That's the first good work. The first good work is to believe that you can do no good work. You say, but I'm doing good things. I'm giving charity. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Man always uncovered and man always does things
Amen.
For some self reason.
Amen.
Amen.
To make you feel good. Well, you feeling good, I'm going to do it, God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing it, God will love me. God won't have to love you for doing good.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do good naturally.
Yeah.
Why should I credit you for that which you're supposed to do?
Right.
Well, I'm doing it because people love me. Well, you probably have an inferiority problem. You need love. You want to be accepted. You want to be well thought of. Well, you've got a pride problem. What is it you're doing here for? In other words, many people yet to do good. I know there are people that have counsel that give you the shirt off their back.
Right.
Boy, they said, well, that brother is so generous. Brother, that will give you the shirt off your back. His family, you know, he sometimes misses rent, he misses life because he helped somebody out. That's not giving.
Yes.
That's reproach.
Yes.
But why is he giving? He's giving because, you see, he has such a low self-esteem. He wants to help everybody so everybody can say, this brother is so nice. He is so good. He's a good brother. You do it for God? He's doing it because he has a need and that satisfies him. Therefore, the first good word is kind of that there is nothing that you can do that is good.
Amen.
But there is one thing that you can do. It's when you realize there is nothing that you could do. You can start looking for someone to do on your behalf. In other words, I did not receive this substance by doing. It cannot leave by doing.
Amen.
I became an enemy of God not by doing, therefore I cannot be a friend of God by not doing.
Amen.
What can I do? I'm in a catch 22. God in his wisdom, amen, put us in such a condition that there's no way for escape except one way. He tried you to Christ.
Amen.
He tried you to one man.
Amen.
By one man sin entered in,
weight of his own heart. And he knows himself. He knows himself.
Amen.
He knows he will protect himself if he has the lie.
Amen.
He knows he will criticize others to make himself look good.
Amen.
He knows he has to. He has to expose other people's faults. Show them not good. That makes him feel that I'm not that bad. Why do you think men do those things? Because they're holy? No. True holiness covers his brother.
Amen.
Amen. I am my brother's keeper because, amen, when I needed covering, God covered me.
Amen.
When I needed keeping, he kept me.
Amen.
Therefore, brother, I'm going to do unto him. I know how that feels. I know what that did for me when he did it. I'm going to do it for him, brother.
Amen.
I know how he will experience.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
It might not be seven sealed until full, but I guarantee that when you look at yourself and others differently, that's the beginning of victorious living.
Amen.
Because it starts off with faith in Christ. Listen to the words.
Amen.
Faith in Christ produces victorious living.
Amen.
But faith in Christ produces peace.
Amen.
It produces joy.
Amen.
It produces a thankful heart, a grateful heart,
amen,
and a heart of worship.
Amen.
It changes, it melts the heart,
amen,
stony.
Right.
It can produce something that you yourself don't even know is happening.
Amen.
Right.
But you just like the feeling.
Amen.
You like what's happening.
Amen.
You see, all men receive that substance. So therefore, all men behavior is the same. You say, well, I don't lie. You might not lie, but given a chance, you will.
Yeah.
You say, I don't lie. You might not lie. Your mother must have given you a good whipping for not lying. And so therefore, you're like Pablo. Amen. You see this stick, you remember? And therefore, you don't lie. You remember, therefore, you don't lie. You say, well, I don't commit adultery. The only reason why you might not commit adultery is so your father committed with your mother and how it hurt her. And every time, amen, you see her, you think about that thing, you say, I know how that feels. That's not Christianity.
Right.
That's response behavior.
Yes.
Your experiences affect the decisions you make.
Right.
Yes.
Think that's Christianity, and then we glory in, I'm not like that.
Mm.
I'm not like, you're not like that, why? Because God did it for you. You say, I'm not like that, it's boasting.
Right.
I'm not like that. I'm like, oh, we can do it. That man can do something like that. Because you know not your own heart.
Amen.
Therefore, you can pass judgment on others. But if you know your heart, that the same substance that is in you is in him.
Amen.
And the same way that God thinks of you, he thinks of him. Helpless, hopeless, cannot help himself, cannot change. You believe that? You really believe that? You believe that you are on the same level of all men in this room?
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that you are in the same position as the man out on the street?
Amen.
What made the difference between him and you?
Amen.
The grace of God.
Amen.
The grace of God.
Amen.
What made the difference between you changing, you conforming, you obeying the word? You couldn't even obey unless God gave you the desire. The same substance
amen.
You have.
Hallelujah.
You couldn't change it, he couldn't change
amen.
It. Amen. God did it for you freely.
Amen.
But yet now you're wearing a compliment. Look how she's dressing that little harlot. Oh my goodness, look at her.
Amen.
That was your mother, if not for the grace of God. That is your sister, if not for the grace of God.
Amen.
He said, my mother said, don't never do that.
Amen.
That's true. Maybe they have so much pride.
Amen.
They won't do it because they have a family reputation. They have to hold the character of the family. You'll get praise from God with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Same with God.
Amen.
So brother, you're supposed to spend a lot of time. We must know our heart. We must know when we speak how to recognize our hearts.
Yeah.
My brother, look at that tie. I can never wear a tie like that. It's in my value. You should have my value. You should have a tie. You should have a tie like mine. That's what I'm saying. You see, if everybody dressed like me, act like me, behave like me, then I will be the happiest person in the world. Because there will be me's all over the place, and I love me's. See, we can't handle people being different. We can't handle people not living, you know, eating from with their hands, you know, fork and the knife. Can't you? Amen. They dress nice. We don't like people smelling stick next to us. Because some people are told hygiene and some people are not. Some people it's important to them and some people it's not. Isn't that true? And we base that we are better, other people are better because they smell and we don't. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Well, give yourself 2 days without it and see what will happen.
Amen.
That's right. Isn't that true?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Don't brush your teeth for 2 days and see what happens.
Amen.
That makes us better because we have the ability and we have the common sense. Common sense has nothing to do with it. Or John the Baptist would have never made it.
Amen.
He stunk. Amen. There were no toothbrushes out there. There were no palms for him to brush. He didn't care about brushing. He didn't care how he smelled.
Amen. Amen.
Well, don't go too far, friends. Our Elijah today would have lived in the mountain, take a bath every 3 months.
Amen.
And smell just like that John the Baptist also. You're the one you love.
Amen. Amen.
I'm trying to show you. The way we judge is pride. The way we judge is from a value of sin. That's not God's value at all. We magnify things, amen, that God don't even pay attention of, and it separates us and makes us feel we are better than each other. And from the minute that happens, you have never seen your heart. Therefore, Christ could never have a hole like he wants to have a hole.
Amen.
That's why the life of Christ cannot be produced, because it must not be you and him in there. It must be him and him alone in there.
Right?
You must come to such a dislike of yourself that everywhere you see it, you're looking for a way to get rid of it.
Amen. Forgive us, Lord. Amen.
But we love ourselves. You say, prove it to me, brother. Prove it. Look at our language. It is my life. The pastor might preach on tithing, but it's my life. It's my money. Look at the car he's driving. Look at the little bit of money I make. Don't worry about offering. I pay tithing. You want to pay offering too? You see, that's my money. You're still hearing the message, my life. My money is my life. That's just the way I am. Look at the language. That's just the way I am. Take it or leave it. I'm not changing for nobody. Those are the words that echo even from our mouths.
Amen. Right.
What is it? We don't know our own heart. When we get a glimpse of our heart, we are listening for that boy.
Hallelujah.
My value does not have to be your values.
Amen.
Amen. My assessment is not yours. My decision does not have to be yours. Amen. You are unique. You are God. Let God. Amen. Let God lead you. Let God direct you.
Amen. Amen.
They're not looking. They're putting you down everywhere you sit. Amen. Watch the man who's always willing to give an opinion. Always with the button. Watch that man. He thinks his opinion is good. He's knowledgeable. He's sensible. But watch a man, amen, who trusts not in himself. He doesn't want to give an opinion. You have to ask him. And you have to ask him in a right way. Because we know it all. We know what's best. That's why we say, I wouldn't do that, dear brother. This is the way I would do it. Why do you do that? Do you hear yourself saying that? I hear myself saying that.
Amen.
I'm looking for him. I am listening for him.
Amen.
When he rises up, oh, I know that man. I know. Who makes me better? Who makes me a judge of my brothers? upon Moses' feet.
I'm looking for him. Unless the heart understands itself, it will still trust in making decisions. I think, I feel, I like, I want. It's not I think, I feel, I like, I want. I have renounced me.
Amen.
You must first come to know your heart, then you must come to grieve. Mourn.
Amen.
You don't trust in yourself. The Bible says he that trusts in his own heart is a fool.
Yes. Amen.
You say, but Tony, I never trusted myself. Oh, really? Let me show you a secret. The scripture says that you are saved by faith. You are saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
Is that right? And when you believe in Christ, you are saved. And we come to account that those little nitty-gritties that we don't seem to think is weighty. You know how many times the Bible speaks about he that believeth in him shall not be damned. He that believeth in him shall not be condemned. He that believeth in him, it shall be saved.
Amen.
He that can believe that Jesus is the Christ.
Yes.
So many scriptures about believing in him, accepting him. You don't hear that. You don't hear that among us. You hear about, remember the prophet said this? What about this
right.
man? And he said this here, he said this
right.
here. Boy, man, he made a mistake here. And when we get together as brothers, it's, man, we're fellowship, but guess what? Christ is not mentioned once in the midst.
Right.
Christ is not mentioned once in the midst of us, because we are not, there's no experience there.
Yes. Right.
There's no experience there. And yet we say he is the principal team of the Bible. And you say you are the living epistle, then he must be the principal team of the letter also. And if you are epistle, he will be the principal team of your life. I can say I know the sea. I know the sea. Do I really know the sea? Do I know the composition of the seawater?
No.
I know it's wet. I know it comes on shore. Do I know what everything that lives under the sea? No, no. Do I know, you know, what causes the sea to maybe act the way it act? I say maybe the moon. Do you know how? No. But yet I know about the sea. That's how we know Christ. We know Christ that he's a man, he's holy, he's righteous, he's God in flesh. Amen. He's a savior in everything he is. We know it like that, but do we really know Christ? You know, and then you keep on knowing, and you know, and then you keep on knowing, and you know, and then you keep on knowing, and then you will all continue to know, yet you will never really all know.
Right? Yeah.
That is how we come. We close, kind of closer to the place we can think of. And I'm trying not to be hard. I'm trying to get you to come back tomorrow, but I'm not doing a good job, am I? It must mourn, it must grieve.
Amen. Yes.
You can't make yourself that.
Amen.
But you can ask God. Lord, show me.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Because you have trusted in yourself all your life. That's why you are considered a fool. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. We have been a fool all our life. God's way of defining a fool is not by education. You can be a scientist and you're a fool in the eyes of God. They trust in his laws. They trust in his creation. They trust in his spirit. They say it's reason, it's logical, it has laws. You can study it, you can do this. But they trust not in the one that made that you.
Amen.
Are they not a fool?
Amen.
You only become wise when you find Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To others, he is a fool. You say, but Tony, you know there's great things in this message, but let me tell you what Paul said. Paul said there is power in the cross.
Amen.
We preach Christ, the power.
Amen.
We will glory in the cross. What about that? That's Pentecostal. And I tell you what, Pentecostal, at least might have the right attitude. They might not have the right doctrine.
Amen.
But I say you need both.
Amen.
We need both. We need a foundation.
Amen.
To come back about this heart, trusting that you breathe, that you become afraid. You almost afraid to believe. You are depending on the Holy Spirit to cause you to believe. Because you don't know if you believe is intellectual. You see, you don't trust yourself. I can preach it, but how do you know it's not intellectual? When you see you become that afraid, it makes you go to the Lord and pray about what you heard. And you know that it's right. Cause you to believe. Because the man said, help down my unbelief. I believe, but help down my unbelief. If he can help your unbelief, that means he can help you to believe. He can dissolve unbelief. He is a dissolver of doubts. We don't depend on God to believe. We think it's a human ability. So then we trust in ourselves that we can hear. And that sounds good. And that is the truth. And I believe it. How do you know it's not intellectual? Why take a chance? After all these years, most of what we heard is intellectual. Because if it wasn't, then we will not be here today speaking on the ABCs.
Could
it be? I want you to, if you say you trust, then you must distrust you so you can trust him.
Amen.
And you must distrust the ability you have to say you can believe it.
Amen.
Because you are believing things your teachers taught you. Is that right? And you might think that believing is the same believing. No, the believing to believe your teachers in the things they taught you is intellectual. It's human. But your belief to make anything of God work will take the Holy Spirit. God in your revelation. Because only God can give faith.
Amen.
Only God can open hearts.
Amen.
Amen. You must be so afraid to believe.
Amen.
That you have become so dependent on the Holy Spirit. Lord, I know in my mind, in my heart, this is true. But cause me to believe by your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let it be you, Lord.
Amen.
That give me understand. Let it be you.
Amen.
Can you think, God, how does God look upon a man who will not make a move until God tell him to move? He said, that's fear. I said, that's William Branham.
Amen.
God has to drive him through a pipe. He said, do I have to drive you, run you through a pipe, bring you through a pipe?
Yes. Amen.
Because he will not do nothing until God tells him.
Amen.
He knew the human heart. He knew mankind.
Amen.
That's why he said the greatest enemy to William Branham is William Branham.
Amen.
The greatest hindrance is William Branham.
Amen.
He said, if I can get myself out of the ring, he said, that's the ability.
Amen.
But we think these things are words because we do not wear our own hearts.
Amen.
We wear everybody else's heart because you see, everybody else has problems but us. And I say we have so much of it, if you start working on it, it will take a lifetime if not for the grace of God. Let's read the book of Acts. There's a couple more. I'm coming to a place where maybe Lord willing. These are some of the kind of meetings, you know. I'm used to them now. You preach a prophecy, 17 sermon. The first night, somebody tells somebody. And so the next time it's bigger. You said the little Indian man has got something. So then the next night, God takes us higher. He said, but these are the kind of services nobody tells nobody. Because you see, if they come, they'll say, well, but isn't that how she behaves? They become smaller. It's amazing, huh? The thing we need most is the thing.
Amen. Help us.
That's how resistance is. We go in the path of least resistance.
Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 16, 14 verse. I want you to look at the scripture because it's going to help us. This is the most elementary you can get. But
But if you don't get it, everything else you build is wrong. Everything else. I don't care what you learn. It might be great. It might be good. It might stimulate you, but it will not have any effect. Cannot have any effect. It will not have any effect. This is important. Hear what it says. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of clothes from the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord what? Now why he did not let her hear what Paul said and believe it? Because believing is not a human quality. Faith is a divine quality.
Amen.
And only one divine one I know.
Amen.
And when you begin to distrust you and your ability to believe, you begin to look to him.
Amen.
Lord, I heard it. It sounds good. I know it's true, Lord. It's stimulating me. But Lord, let me believe from the heart.
Amen.
Believe from the heart. Open my heart that I may believe the way you want me to believe.
Amen.
When an individual comes with that kind of spirit, not to put it on, but genuinely don't have any confidence even in what they say to you. Scripture. Let me show you a man who believed. And that's like us, when we don't depend on the Spirit to cause us to believe. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 13. See, there's believing. That is really not believing. Because when it's examined, it was intellectual and not believing. Acts chapter 8. And the 13th verse. And Simon himself believed also. Let's read from the 12th verse. And when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And Simon believed, himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered and so forth. With a wonder. Beholding the miracles and signs and the wonders. Why? Simon heard an apostle preach. Great man of God on the anointing. He said he believed. He was baptized. It's not, he believed, right?
Right.
Then, let's read now the 17th verse. And then, laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hand the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them what? Did he start off in faith? Or did he believe that the kingdom of God can be bought? And that can and that human qualities and materialism and human deeds and good work, that all of that is in there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did he really believe by faith that it's only through faith that you can get favor with God? Only through faith in Christ God will help you and bless you, and God will lead you and guide you, and God will empower you, and God will give you the Holy Ghost only by faith.
Amen.
Did he believe really?
No.
And that's where we believe something.
Right.
Maybe that's the way you believed and was baptized in the right time for the Father's Son, not Father's Son, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet you are like Simon. I know this is not these subjects are never comfortable. I'm not trying to unchristianize anybody. I'm trying for every heart to examine its own self. I say, there are many examples I have all the way through. Look at King Agrippa. Acts 26:27. Paul speaking to Agrippa says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Did it change his life? Many people believe that Jesus Christ died at Calvary and rose again. Many people went to see Passion of Christ. Jews and every different kind of people. And when they came out, they went back to their own religion. Did it change them? We can believe in the crucifixion and death and burial and him the same way also.
Amen.
Let me close it up by having a place to start. It says a fool. One who trusts in his own heart is a fool. But trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And He, you're trusting, you see, when you're trusting, you're trusting in Him, that He will give you the ability to believe,
Amen.
The ability to understand, and it's all, that's the way He directs you.
Amen.
You're not trusting in anything that you can catch. You're trusting that He will open your heart
Amen.
To catch.
Amen.
He will cause you to receive.
Amen.
He will create faith.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, it might be a fine line, but I want you to see, if you think you can hear and believe what a preacher has said and go home or tonight, then you're a fool.
Yeah.
Even though you're hearing, even though it sounds good, even though you say, I believe, and your spirit is warm towards it, unless you can trust God to make it real,
Amen.
And make it live,
Amen. That's right.
It will leave you. You will remember it, but you will not be empowered by it. You must learn that you do not have that ability. But you have one who is always there to cause you to believe, to make you to believe, to empower you to believe. That's the difference when you come to Christ. The preacher can establish you in Christ this way. But for Christ to be established in you, will take the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To do it. And then that becomes the faith of God.
Amen.
Until that time, it's the faith of God.
Amen.
Until the faith of God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Are you beginning to discuss you?
Amen.
Are you beginning to realize that if I believe I have anything or have any ability, then I am a fool?
Amen.
Because God can give you ability. And He's given many preachers ability. Look what they've done with it. It's when that ability is taken and put it back in His hand and say, Lord, even though I have it, if I use it, I'll mess it up.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It's putting it back. Whatever He gives you, give it back to Him.
Amen.
And I guarantee it will multiply itself.
Amen.
Multiply itself. You have two ways of going from here forward. The narrow way or the broad way. The broad way is them that know not their hearts, so they go with their own pride, saying they believe in Him, but yet trusting in themselves to make the word come to pass, to live it, by knowing, by empowering. You have your Bibles, and then one more scripture. Proverbs 21. I started with the scribe and the Pharisee. I want to kind of show you did I say Proverbs 21?
Yeah.
Proverbs 21. Watch very carefully. I'm not putting down good works. I'm saying good works without faith is dead. What faith am I talking about? The trust in the word that you're hearing, Lord. The trust in Christ.
Amen.
And in trusting in God will give you the ability and the grace and the spirit to lead you and guide you that you might understand, that you might get the ability to do what that scripture is wanting to empower you to do. It says here in Proverbs 21 and the fourth verse, a high look and a proud heart and a problem of the wicked is sin. And that which is not of faith is sin. In the Hebrew, it translates it also as life. Life represents righteousness. And righteousness translates into exercising your state of being right with God. Either by works or by faith. Therefore, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this? Didn't I do that? That's the plowing of the wicked. And you know, I'm trying to tell you, all that you live here now, all that you're living here now, your long hair, your long dress, everything you're doing, if it's not because a heart has been created to do it by faith, a grateful heart, a thankful heart.
Amen.
Well, unless your faith in Christ has brought you to some experience that you never desire, not a fear.
Amen.
Not a fear of shame. Not a fear of going to hell. Those things must be done away with. Because when you come to Him and you realize that you are lost and nothing can help you, and you accept Him as Lord and Savior, that confession cannot go, and you become lost now.
Right.
If you say, my faith is revealed to me, He is my Lord, He is my Savior, how can I be afraid of being
Amen.
Lost?
Amen.
Amen. By faith, I'm saved. The only way to be lost is if I know that.
Right.
Oh, my heart can't be threatened anymore. Amen. My thoughts cannot threaten my heart and take away my peace and change my status with God. Therefore, all that you are living now, you sisters, you brothers, whatever it might be, preachers, anything, if it's not done in faith, and that faith, I'm not talking about the doctrine, I'm talking about that first reality of coming to Christ. That is not a faith, it's sin. And therefore, you will be just like the scribes and the Pharisees.
Right.
The Pharisee, he lived an impeccable life, but he was the plumbing of the world.
Amen.
That which is not of faith. This life that we are talking about, if we come through it by God's grace,
Amen.
It makes you look at every man different, because that's me.
Amen.
Not for the grace of God.
Amen.
If the preacher is preaching something right and I'm wrong, if he's wrong, then that was me, not for the grace of God.
Amen.
If the preacher is a hypocrite, that was me, not for the grace of God. Now I'm only not one because he showed me myself.
Amen.
But if he didn't show me, I would be one. Sometimes I am and don't even know it. It's down the road, he shows me, I was acting as one. Because we know not our hearts. We know not our hearts. You see? It makes you look at that sinner up there. Every time you see a sinner, God is glorified. Because it, Lord, that's me, it's not for the grace of God.
Amen.
And your heart goes out for him.
Amen.
It makes you an intercessor for mankind.
Amen.
Not an accuser.
Amen.
You are not an accuser of the brethren, and you are a sympathizer of them that are in bondage.
Amen.
Your heart changes because your heart is rich. You see you. You see your helplessness, your hopelessness. Everything looks different to me. He said, when I met Christ, he said, everything looked different.
Amen.
Everything makes you want to love your enemy. Amen, because they are cursing you all, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. That was you, and not for the grace of God.
Amen.
And he cannot help himself. If you hold him accountable to change, you are a hypocrite, because you couldn't change. He said, what about human responsibility? Human responsibility only has to do with blessings and cursing. It has nothing to do with destiny.
Amen.
They are placed here to try you.
Amen.
You say you receive grace. The only way that you will know you have grace is when somebody who don't deserve it,
amen,
you are giving what you need. Yeah. You say, amen, that he's long-suffered with you. How long he long-suffered?
Amen.
The only way, he has to forbid these kinds of people, even in our churches, even to misbehave, amen, so you can give back what you say you receive. And if you're not giving it back, you did not receive it.
Amen.
Your testimony tells
amen.
You can only live a Christian life after you've been empowered
Amen.
By what Christ has given to you.
Amen.
You have received it. It has created
Amen.
Something.
Yes.
God bless you tonight.
Amen.
I pray that you forgive me for my sometimes blunt ways. I don't mean to hurt anyone. But I do indeed not to please you also.
Amen.
That's not my first priority. My first priority is to please him.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. And I pray that something will be done in these meetings, that when you leave here on Sunday night, you leave here a different man.
Amen.
The message would look different.
Amen.
People would look different.
Amen.
Sinners would look different.
Amen.
And the thing that you are longing for will be right in your heart.
Amen.
It was there all the time. It was just the right way to look at it.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.